Welcome to Uncensored This Week. I'm your show host, Maria Z. The globalists have just announced that they want the whole world to subscribe to the World Health Organization's vax passports for future pandemics, but they want it to happen now. This was announced by the Indonesian health minister at B20, calling on the G20 to adopt the vaccine passports across the world. They want to do it now for future pandemics. This is happening while Australia is saying potential lockdowns, more vaccines. Canada's just rolled out mask mandates in Ontario. The globalists are setting us up for another crisis, and someone in my Telegram adequately described it as the nail in the coffin for the economy that they want to completely destroy. And it's all linked to what we're going to be talking about today with Clay Clark. But I want to play this clip right now of them telling everyone, the whole world, that they want vaccine passports so that they say, let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by the World Health Organization. If you've been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. So that you can move around, so that you can take the conditioning that we subjected you to last time by restricting your movement and have that as part of your daily life. That is what they're saying. Here's the clip now.
So let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by WHO. If you have been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. So for the next pandemic, instead of stopping the movement of the people 100%, which clogged the economy globally, you know, you can still provide some movement of the people. Indonesia has achieved, G20 country has agreed to have this digital certificate using WHO standard, and we will submit into the next World Health Assembly in Geneva as the revision to international health regulation. So hopefully for the next pandemic, we can still see some movement of the people, some movement of the goods, and movement of the economy.
Yes, the globalists are accelerating, and this is all in an effort to link everything to your central bank digital currency, digital ID, social credit score. And as we know, in the state of Queensland, they are currently testing this out with their Amber Alert system, their traffic light system. Here in Australia, as we speak, they are testing out the social credit score on the people. We know that Australia is the testing ground, and they are seeing how successful they will be with these measures here in Australia. Now, that's why we have more outbreaks. That's why we have the soup of variants. All of this is linked together. And now, more than ever, it is imperative to actually consider what you are going to do with your money. There is a financial collapse coming. Clay Clark is about to join us right on the other side of this break to talk about it. This stuff is real. It's happening. And so we want to give everyone the opportunity to hear from our friends at Gold Co. and seriously consider this, because the digits on your bank manager's screen will mean nothing at the flick of a switch as soon as the globalists decide that they want to switch it off, and they are working on implementing it as we speak. We'll be back with Clay right after this short break. The last time the economy looked this bad, the stock market tanked. The economy collapsed and inflation hit record highs. But at the same time, the price of gold shot up 1,300%. It could happen again. Can you afford to miss what could be the biggest gold and silver boom of our generation? Not to mention, precious metals can potentially safeguard your future with tangible assets rather than just digits on your bank manager's screen, which could disappear at the press of a button. Visit the link in the description below or call 855-913-0814. That's 855-913-0814 to protect your retirement savings and get up to $10,000 in free silver. This offer is exclusive to the United States. So if you're in the US, call and protect your wealth today. We're joined today by a regular and a favorite of this show, my good friend, Clay Clark. Clay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for carving out time for me. I hope we could really drop some knowledge bombs that everybody can go research. I encourage everyone to wrestle with the facts I'm going to present today. Assume I'm psychologically impaired and do your own research. Okay, folks.
Well, I always say that, Clay, don't trust me. Go and confirm the information for yourself, because you're infinitely more empowered when you can actually say, I've read this myself and not just I heard someone talking about it. So the federal, the global banking giants, 12 of them starting a 12-week digital dollar pilot with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. We've got Rishi Sunak recently selected, pushing for central bank digital currency. Also, just this week, we've had the Indonesian health minister calling for vaccine passports in line with what the World Health Organization wants to do with their treaty. And then he says, let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by the WHO. If you have been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. So this is all linked. We know it's linked. Clay, take it away. Where do you want to start?
All right. Well, here we go. Let's go to 1945-ish. Okay. So around 1945, America was selected or chosen to be the world's reserve currency. So what that means is that everybody values our currency. So the American dollar can be used for sanctions, to be used for trade. Our currency can be weaponized. 1971, this guy, Klaus Schwab, he starts the World Economic Forum per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger tells Klaus Schwab, you should start the World Economic Forum. And Klaus Schwab, whose father was closely connected to Adolf Hitler, says, that makes sense. In 1971, Henry Kissinger says to same Henry Kissinger, same year, 1971, he says to, this is crazy, to Richard Nixon, President Nixon, he says, you should get off the gold standard. And so President Nixon says, that makes sense. So we got off the gold standard in America. That's God's money. So since 1971, America has been operating via fiat currency, or currency via decree. Now, someone might say, why does the American dollar still have value then if it's not backed by anything? Great question. Great point. So 1974, Henry Kissinger says, oh, wait a minute. We've got to make this thing work. So he works out this thing called the petrodollar. The petrodollar. The words petro and dollar make petrodollar. And the idea is the Saudi Arabians, who have a lot of petroleum, they team up with us and we say, we're going to protect you. The United States will protect you militarily as long as you agree to only export your petroleum to people that we like at a price that we like. And you need to price the oil, the barrels of oil, based on U.S. dollars, thus giving the U.S. dollar value. And so there's Brazil. Check this out, folks. It's called BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. In 2017, the Bank of International Settlements, think of it as like the central bank of central banks. They're sort of the big kahunas of the central banking world. They say, we're now upgrading gold to be a tier one asset with the dollar. So now the only two really, really valuable, universally valuable forms of currency in the world are gold and the U.S. dollar. So Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they begin buying copious amounts of gold, tons of gold. Literally 136 tons of gold was sold to Asia from the United States in the past 90 days. 136 tons of gold. They're hoarding the gold. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That's 41% of the Earth's population. 41%. Look it up. However, they still needed to get Saudi Arabia to team up with them in order to make the BRICS currency have value, because the petrodollar has value because of petro. And so Saudi Arabia, when we were at the Reawaken America tour in Pennsylvania, they announced MBS, the head of Saudi Arabia, he announces, you know what, we're going to team up with Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and we're going to join BRICS. And now you have Iran joining BRICS, and Argentina's joining BRICS, and Venezuela's joining BRICS, and Turkey's joining BRICS. And now you have over 65% of the Earth's population joining BRICS. 12 new countries just announced that they are joining BRICS. And so what's going to happen right now is it's called the de-dollarization of the world. So the best way to look at it is if you're out there today and you live in America, and you could take your beautiful U.S. dollar in 1985 or so and go down to Mexico and buy a lot of stuff with that dollar, because the Mexican currency was valued at a significantly less of less value than the U.S. dollar. So you could take your U.S. dollar down to Mexico and buy a lot, because the Mexican dollar wasn't worth a lot. The Mexican money wasn't worth a lot. It's going to be like that if you're an American, where your U.S. dollars have little to no value in most of the earth. It's called the de-dollarization of the world. And guess where the BRICS bank is located? The BRICS has a new bank. Guess where it's located? Beijing, China. So that's where it's located. I'm just wanting to make sure we're clear here. Shanghai, China. So Shanghai, China. So you have the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They are rolling out their new currency. They're hoarding up the world's gold. It's going to be a programmable central bank digital currency, also known as a CBDC, a programmable central bank digital currency. It's going to be gold-backed. It's going to be based in China. And right after Saudi Arabia announced that they were teaming up with BRICS, guess what happened? The prime minister of the United Kingdom resigned, and the new prime minister, Rishi Sunak, look him up, folks, his father-in-law is the person who developed the technology for the World Economic Forum that's used as the backbone of the central bank digital currencies. So now there's a great accelerization, a great de-dollarization, and we're about ready to be in a place in space where it is technologically possible to make it impossible for you to buy or sell unless you receive a mark of allegiance to the new one world governance system.
And this is exactly in line with them calling for this vaccine. The vaccine pass is the excuse for this, along with all of the cyber attacks. We're at the point, Clay, where we're having weekly cyber attacks here in Australia, so-called cyber attacks. It's absolutely ridiculous. And apparently it's Russian hackers. Mm. But, you know, it's so obvious what they're doing here. And you mentioned they're buying up all of the gold. And I think that many people have started to look into whether they should be investing in gold or silver. Precious metals are something that have saved people in the past during financial collapses. And the fact is that they are buying up all of the gold. They wouldn't be buying it up if they didn't think that it was valuable or going to be worth something in the future. So you're saying the new CBDC will be gold-backed?
Yes, and I want people to listen to this. Listen to this audio clip here, folks, and I'm going to try to play this for you. This is Marcos Troigio. He's the head of the new development bank. It's called NDB, if you want to look it up, folks, called NDB, President Marcos Troigio. And he's explaining what the BRICS bank is going to do. And it is going to be a gold-backed central bank digital currency. Listen to this, folks. Here we go. Backing it up.
So BRICS started out as a concept for how the future of the global economy would look like. But now it has evolved to really a tool that promotes global governance. It has been also a grouping that come up with institution of its own, like the new development bank. Oh, it's really pleasure to work and live in Shanghai. It's one of the most.
It's based in Shanghai. It's gold backed. And so I just don't think most people know this. Out of super respect for your listeners and for you as well, Maria, do you have like a gold sponsor that you team up with? Do you guys have one at your program?
We do. We have one in the United States. It's a network sponsor here, Gold Co. And we have Gold Stackers, which is part of Gold Bullion Australia Group in Australia.
Got it. So you have great show sponsors. I have a gold buyer that I buy from, but I want to make sure people understand this idea. In 1971, the price of an ounce of gold in America was approximately $45 an ounce. I started buying gold in 2010-ish, 2012, after a fairly intense conversation with a person I know who owns a bank. And the guy who owns the bank, I said, Mr. Banker, we're out for lunch at a country club. And I said, what should I be doing with my money? I've got this entertainment company. We're doing 4,000 events a year. I'm making $150 per event. What should I do with my cash? And he says, well, you don't want to put it in a bank. And I said, what? You own a bank. And he says, well, Clay, this is how I would do it. This is my recommendation for you. This is a guy who owns a bank. He says, take a quarter of your cash and buy gold and silver. Take a quarter of your cash and buy real estate from emotional people that need to sell it, and take your other half of your cash and keep it on hand for another business plan. And I said, well, why? He says, Clay, the Federal Reserve is not federal and there is no reserve. And the moment that the world discovers that the Federal Reserve is not federal and there is no reserve, and that banks like mine can lend money that we don't have to people like you, I go, well, how does that work? He says, my local bank, we borrow money from the Federal Reserve, which does not have money. We borrow money from them that they don't have, and they charge us interest to then take the money that they don't have to lend it to you at an interest rate. And we're all making money, but none of us actually have money. We're just printing money. And anytime we want more money, we just print more money. It's called inflation. And right now it's manageable, it's controllable, but eventually you're going to discover hyperinflation. So I know we've covered a lot here, but if anybody listening right now, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you click on the BRICS button for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, you will see what is going to happen. So I'm telling you people, step one, step two, step three, this will happen as a fact, okay? Not a prophecy, I'm not prophetic, not as a prediction, not a guess, not a hunch, it is a fact. And it's only because you and I and other people, we have the ability to do research, and your listeners do too. That's why I'm just giving you the facts.
Independent media plays such a crucial role to this information getting out to the people, to the truth getting out. The mainstream media will never tell you this stuff. Not only do they hide it, but they blatantly lie to your face. In the United States, they're telling people inflation isn't real. It's just a made up, or not even a made up. People have learned the term and now they're using it. Biden's doing a great job. It's absolutely disgusting how they keep lying to the public. Here in Australia, we've been told interest rates are going to rise again by the end of the year, making it almost impossible for so many homeowners to continue to afford, to be able to afford their homes and their mortgages. It's disgusting. In the United Kingdom, same thing. They are collapsing the system from within, and this is why broadcasts like this, the Stu Peters Network, and many, many others around the world that are trying to warn the world of what is going on are so crucial. Likewise, the businesses that support free speech, the sponsors of this show, we're so grateful for them. We wouldn't be able to do what we do unless we had businesses, good businesses backing us, and it is an honor to promote them in return because they make it possible for us to continue to get the truth out. We'll be right back with Clay Clark right on the other side of this break with a word from two of these amazing sponsors that help us keep going. This broadcast is brought to you by sponsors of the Stu Peters Network, by Optimizers. Would you like to dramatically improve the quality of your sleep? Are you irritable or anxious? Do you struggle with insomnia? Experience muscle cramps or twitches? There are dozens of symptoms of magnesium deficiency, so these are just a few of the most common. 4 out of 5 Americans are magnesium deficient, and almost everyone is at suboptimal levels. And that's a big problem because magnesium is actually involved in more than 600 biochemical reactions in your body. Now, just taking any magnesium supplement won't solve your problem because most supplements use the cheapest kinds that your body can't actually use or absorb. That's why this broadcast exclusively recommends Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the only full-spectrum magnesium supplement with 7 unique forms of magnesium that your body can actually use and absorb. When you get all 7 critical forms of magnesium, pretty much every function in your body gets upgraded, from your brain to your sleep, pain and inflammation, and, of course, less stress. Visit the link in the description below and enter code MARIA to get 10% off any order and support your body while supporting businesses that keep independent media going and who actually care about your health. This broadcast is brought to you by sponsors of the Stu Peters Network, Danette May and Mindful Health LLC, with Danette May's top superfood product from her Earth Echo Foods line, Cocoa Bliss. Nothing feels better than being able to enjoy rich, smooth, creamy chocolate and knowing that you're doing something good for your body. They use 100% organic cocoa beans that are naturally kissed by the sun, maintaining their miraculous health benefits. They then blend it with turmeric, MCT oil, coconut, Himalayan sea salt, cinnamon, and black pepper for the perfect blend. The result? A truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate which can remove your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and reduce inflammation with one simple drink. Not only that, it's also friendly to paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diets. For the last 8 years, they've been a leader in the superfoods market and have served millions of customers worldwide. Get your money out of big chain products and switch to businesses that support independent media to keep getting the truth out. Available in the United States and in Australia, click the link in the description below and use promo code MARIA for 15% off your order today.
You're going to see, it's going to happen, you're going to see banks begin to roll out this digital dollar pilot. It's going to be called a CBDC, or a central bank digital currency. And America, Executive Order 14067 makes that possible. Executive Order 14067. But you're going to see these banks roll out this digital dollar pilot. They're going to say, you know, because of the dollar and the instability of it, and due to certain kinds of cryptocurrencies that aren't stable, we need to roll out a new digital dollar. And they're going to say, well, we need to use a digital dollar, a programmable digital currency you can turn on or off, just like you can turn someone's social media on or off. Meanwhile, BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Iran, they're going to start to no longer acknowledge the relevancy or the value of the U.S. dollar. It's called de-dollarization. And so you're going to see a change of power from America to a new world order. And that new world order will be based in China. And you will begin to see the Chinese communist way of life being imposed upon you and I with greater urgency and or tenacity. And you're going to see this come out of the United Nations and other global organizations like the World Health Organization, which is why in front of the United Nations, they have a statue which fulfills Revelation 13:2. Revelation 13:2, the statue Guardian of Nations, is in front of the United Nations building, which is why Bill Gates has a patent for a cryptocurrency that goes inside the human body with a publication number W02020606606, which is why the World Economic Forum has a logo that involves a 666 logo, which is why the Google Chrome logo has a 666 logo, which is why CERN, the world's largest supercomputer, whose stated goal is to recreate the Big Bang and isolate the God particle, their logo is a 666, and they're located on top of the former Temple of Apollo, which is Revelation 9:11, which is why you're seeing the Euphrates River dry up. All of this is happening. We're living through the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And my homework for everybody today is I would encourage you to get right with Jesus. If you don't have Jesus in your heart, what does that mean? Just acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Invite him into your heart and tell him you want to be the Lord of your life. And then repent from whatever sin that you or I that we're doing, whether it's a thought sin or an action sin or something we're doing that's not Christ-like. And I would encourage you to open up your Bible today to Matthew chapter 24 and read it. Because the disciples said, hey, Jesus, since you're here with us, can you tell us all the things that have to happen before you come back? And Jesus told them with great detail what has to happen. And you know this, Maria, but all of the things that Jesus said that have to come to pass before his return, they're all happening right now.
They absolutely are. And I just wanted to back up what you're saying with a few articles here up on the screen for the viewers right now. Federal Reserve announcement, 6 large banks will participate in pilot climate scenario or social credit system. It's very interesting. So what you've said here about these pilots that are happening, yes, they're doing a pilot for CBDC, but they're also doing pilots for climate scenarios. We know that they've just announced that on Mount Sinai, they're going to announce their new Ten Commandments for the climate. They've got an eco Bible that basically rewrites or tells Christians specifically. I mean, this is the Interfaith Council talking about all faiths coming together to look after the climate, giving their new Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. Yet they have an eco Bible. It's not an eco Quran. It's not an eco whatever. It's an eco Bible. It is a slap in the face of God. Here's another one from Australia. Reserve Bank to trial digital currency in limited scale pilot scheme. We announced that at Z-Media on the 9th of August. Here come programmable dollars from Zero Hedge. New York Fed and 12 banking giants are launching the digital dollar test. So everything you're saying is absolutely spot on, Clay. We can see the foundations being laid for the mark of the beast. You and I have spoken about this on so many different occasions, and well, I mean it's unfolding before our very eyes.
And you're young enough yet old enough to know someone in your life, and we're all out there old enough, young enough, where you have somebody who gets a boyfriend, and you know that boyfriend is Mr. Wrong, but they have so much momentum behind the relationship. They've already sent out the invitations. They've already said, this is when we're getting married. They've already decided on the bridesmaids and the groomsmen. And there's already an excitement behind it, right? And they don't have ears to hear anymore because they're so excited about the reception and the ceremony that they're blinded to the reality that they are getting married to Mr. Wrong or Mrs. Wrong. even though everybody else around them can see it. So I would just encourage anybody out there, after you've read Matthew chapter 24, read the book of Revelation, because John wrote that thing inspired by God on the island of Patmos. And he says countless times throughout, I mean, you can count it, but if you read Revelation, it will be there multiple times. He continues to say, or he continues to write, let him that hath ears to hear, hear. Meaning that if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you will understand. If you understand the Bible, all this will make sense to you. If you don't, you're going, I don't understand what's going on. Just like the bride, just like the bride-to-be that we all know, or the groom-to-be, who's going, I don't understand. She's hanging out with other people. She's coming home late. Some of the things she says don't make sense. The stories don't line up. It seems like she might be unfaithful, but I don't quite understand. And then all of a sudden they discover after the wedding what happened. I'm just saying right now, we are about ready to see a plan that Klaus Schwab has been working on since 1971 with King Charles and their ilk. It is now going to come to pass. It's been a slow behind the scenes building of all these devilishly diligent people have been building all these systems, but they're about ready to unleash the beast. What? That doesn't just rhyme. It's an actual, it's a real thing. They're going to unleash the beast. And I encourage everybody out there, read Matthew chapter 24, read the book of Daniel, read the book of Revelation. It will change your conversation. You'll have eyes to see and ears to hear. And for anybody out there that wants to join us on the Reawaken America Tour, people say, why would you possibly do a Reawaken America Tour that doesn't make any money, that causes you to be sued by Dominion for exposing election fraud? It's because I believe everybody needs to get right with God, because I believe we are approaching the end of the age, is what, how I would describe it, and the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if anybody wants to attend the Reawaken America Tour, we are going to Nashville, Tennessee in January, to the home of Pastor Greg Locke, the only church in America that I know of that rolled out a mask mandate that said you can't wear a mask in his church. The pastor who refused to lock down quarantine curfew because he believes that Hebrews 10:25 wasn't a suggestion and we should not forsake the gathering, even as we draw closer to the end. We're going to Pastor Greg Locke's church and on January 20th and 21st in Nashville. And you can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. And again, you can pay whatever price you want to pay to see Cash Patel, General Flynn, Dr. Mikovits, and people who are unapologetically sharing the truth from a biblical perspective.
That's so wonderful, Clay, and I'm so grateful that you're doing that. I know that it has enriched so many lives. And I mean, this is the most important message that we can give. People always want to know what's going to happen. What's going to happen with our finances? What's going to happen with the world? Are they going to bring in mandates? That is literally the least of your worries, because all of this ties into that final goal of what you said, unleashing the beast. The globalists are not atheists. They are here to implement the system of the Antichrist. They worship Satan and they want to deceive the world into worshiping Satan with them. That is their sole mission, and everything that they do is geared towards that one mission. And as soon as you understand that, it makes everything a lot easier. It makes you, and I always say, Clay, preparing, like Joseph preparing for a famine. He had the wisdom of God to tell them to store up their storehouses, right? So if you can prepare your family to live outside of that system for as long as possible, but even then God will provide outside of that. I'm just saying, let's use our wisdom. We do have eyes to see. We do have ears to hear. We know what's coming. Let's prepare now. One of those ways is getting money and seriously considering gold and silver. And I'm a big believer in that. Another way is storing food, growing your own food, making relationships with farmers. And that silver coin, I say this, Clay, because a lot of people don't have much money, especially after losing their jobs, right? So that one silver coin may be able to buy you meat or vegetables when you're bartering later down the track with your local farmer. You have to start thinking this way.
And what you're saying seems like crazy talk unless you live in Sri Lanka. It seems like crazy talk unless you live in your home country of Australia. It seems like crazy talk if you aren't somebody who lost your job because you wouldn't take the shots. But I want people to understand what's happening. This is a worldwide plan. And I want people to see this. I want people to think about this. And then I'll let you hang up on me and get back to your great things you have to do. But this is the word corona. The word corona literally is 666. C's a 3, O's a 15, R's an 18, O's a 15, N's a 14, A's a 1. The Google Chrome logo is 666. The legislation to force you to take the shots in America is called HR 6666. The Google Chrome logo is 666. The CERN logo is 666. The World Economic Forum logo is 666. What? What is the statistical probability of these things? Bill Gates has a patent with a publication number W02020060606. And denial is not just a river in Egypt. I encourage everybody to wake up to what is happening and pick a side. Are you on Team Jesus or Team Satan? Because what you just said, I want to put that on a shirt. That's a hot quote there. You said these people are not atheists. The globalists are not atheists. They are Luciferian, satanic. They're Satan worshipers. And so that's why I love being on your show. And I'm so sorry I have to go rapid fire through all this information, but we try to give people a history lesson on BRICS, break down the World Economic Forum, talk to people about central bank digital currencies. But it's all my research is cited at timetofreeamerica.com. And if you prefer to go down a timeline at kind of more of a medium pace, you can go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, and you can see the entire plan unfold since 1971 with all of the patents, and you can do that at a medium pace. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you.
Clay, we are so appreciative of your time. Thank you for breaking that down for us, giving people the warning that they need, most importantly, that they need to get right with Jesus, and we will definitely have you back on again soon. God bless you.
You're the best. Have a great day.
You too. I'm so grateful for voices like Clay's and every single person out there who's in the fight for truth. This is crucial information that people need to know. Again, we've been warned by the United Nations. 2023 is hell on earth, says Guterres, or something to that effect. But the reality is that it is coming. Food shortages are coming. The economic collapse is coming. I know this isn't a popular message. I know it's hard to hear. I know that people who have the courage to tell the truth to the people, that this is the reality that we are facing, are often accused of fear-mongering, so on and so forth. But the people that heed the warning are the ones who will not go unprepared. Earlier in this broadcast, we mentioned GoldCo for the United States. If you're in Australia, visit goldstackers.com.au, linked in the description below for all of your precious metal needs. They're the best in Australia, the best that we've found. We have a great relationship with them and they are trustworthy. Give them a call, let them know you came from Z Media, and they have assured us that they will give premium customer service to the people that have come through us, but they do anyway because they are just such genuine people. If you're in the United States, head to Heaven's Harvest in the link in the description below. Use promo code Z for 5% off your order. They have a range of different survival needs. Food shortages, again, are coming. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. This is happening. Emergency survival food, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage. These people want you to eat bugs. They want to limit what you eat. They want to limit everything that you buy. The central bank digital currency will mean that they can put a stop to you buying certain things, certain nutrients. So now is the time to stock up and become independent from their systems. If you're in Australia, head to Survival Supplies Australia for all of your survival needs. They have the biggest range in the country, and this is something that every single person should be doing right now. Mike Adams once said to me, and I'll never forget his words. He said, preppers are the most positive people. And the reason why they're so positive is because they plan to survive and they plan to come out prosperous on the other end. This is something that I personally believe in, am doing myself, because I'll be damned if I let the globalists have control over my food supply, over my ability to barter with my local community. This is the time to be prepared and be as independent from the globalists as you possibly can. God bless you, everyone. Share this message far and wide, and I'll see you later on this week right here on Uncensored. Good night.